This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Pentagon's chief confirms the U.S. has paused a delivery of bombs to Israel amid concerns of a full-scale invasion of Rafah. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In confirming the delay, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told a Senate panel the U.S. is reviewing some of its near-term security aid for Israel.
In the context of unfolding events in Rafah.
An urban area with more than 1 million civilians sheltering. But Senator Lindsey Graham counters the U.S. should not be telling Israel how to fight the war against Hamas.
This is obscene. It is absurd.
Austin says there's no final decision on providing the bombs at a later date. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Since Israel has seized the Rafah crossing and it's in control of it now, it's their responsibility to open it and allow aid and humanitarian workers as soon as possible, said State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller on Wednesday.
When it comes to the level of humanitarian assistance, the results as they are today are just unacceptable. There's no other way to put it.
On the report to be delivered to Congress on whether Israel is violating international humanitarian law in Gaza, Miller said it's expected in the coming days. U.S. President Joe Biden issued a requirement in February to the State Department to report to Congress by May 8th on whether it finds credible Israel's assurances that its use of U.S. weapons does not violate U.S. or international law. European Union nations have reached a tentative breakthrough deal to provide Ukraine with billions in additional funds for arms and ammunition coming from the profits raised from frozen Russian central bank assets held in the bloc. It should free up about 3 billion euros a year for Kyiv. This is VOA News. Graduation ceremonies are being scaled back or canceled at U.S. universities because of security concerns over pro-Palestinian student protests. New York's Columbia University canceled its main commencement ceremony. VOA's Tina Trin has the story from New York City.
Some are criticizing Columbia for making the move after clearing out a protest encampment. Other U.S. college administrations have agreed to negotiate with students. At Rutgers University, this resulted in the school agreeing to add an Arab Cultural Center, as well as to other concessions, in exchange for the voluntary dismantling of the protesters' encampment. The University of Southern California has also canceled its commencement ceremony. At the University of Michigan, protesters briefly disrupted commencement services there. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
Authorities in southern Brazil are rushing to rescue survivors of massive flooding that has killed at least 100 people, but some residents are refusing to leave belongings behind, while others are returning to evacuated homes despite the risk of new storms. Authorities say the heavy rains and flooding in the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul since last week have also left 128 people missing. More than 230,000 have been displaced, and much of the region has been isolated by the floodwaters. South Africa's election on May 29th could bring major change, with polls suggesting the ruling African National Congress is likely to lose its majority after 30 years in power. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The ANC enjoys rock-solid loyalty from many black South Africans, especially older voters. Its heroic past as a liberation movement helped end the apartheid, and it has won a majority in national elections since 1994. However, in recent years, its support has dwindled. If the polls are correct, the ANC is on course to lose its majority for the first time since it came to power, raising the possibility of coalition talks. The Democratic Alliance won the second largest share of vote in the last election and has formed an alliance with several smaller parties.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Kenya's Public Hospital Doctors Union has called off a national strike that had left patients in limbo for almost 2 months. The union's secretary general on Wednesday said they had agreed to trust the government to implement an agreement signed to ensure the labor issues that caused the strike are resolved. The doctors went on strike in mid-March over pay demands and working conditions and to demand comprehensive medical coverage for the doctors, among other things. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.